Hi.
Hi. I'm Jane Moore.
And I'm Allison Dodge.
And this is the Flick Chicks podcast.
Yep.
And today, how are you today?
I'm pretty good. You and I both had our thesis defenses today.
Yes, we have to do theses for our undergrad honors program. So we defended them in front of like
a bunch of people.
It was scary.
It was really scary. So, I always feel like when something really stressful happens afterwards, you're just, like, so tired.
Yes.
Regardless of how much sleep you got.
Mm-hmm.
So, I know I'm yawning. I've just been really tired since then. And then also, it's been raining and the weather's been really bad. So, it's been, like, on and off watching the weather.
We had a tornado warning earlier.
Yeah.
I definitely feel that it's a big weight. Also, we got both of our theses approved.
Yeah, we did without changes.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
hell
we're
yeah.
good. This is a celebration episode. This is also our first listener pick episode.
That's right. So we now that we've gotten like a pretty decent list of episodes mm-hmm. listeners want to hear, we decided that every third week. Oh, Podrick's trying to get into his food. I can hear the tub. They probably can't, but I can.
They might.
He's being pretty loud. We decided that every third week we would do a listener pick. So it'll be like Jane's pick, then my pick, then a listener pick, right?
Yes.
Okay. So, or maybe scratch that, reverse it. One of those two.
Yeah. And it'll in some kind of order, we will have a listener pick.
I just went. So, this is a listener pick, and then it's you.
Yes.
And then it's me.
Yes.
And then a listener pick.
So, that's how it'll be
so
arranged.
So, that's how it'll be. So, this listener pick, who suggested this movie?
Molly and Stella, some of our dear friends, yes. Were so kind as to respond to a poll, which you guys should do. We're going to start posting them on Facebook, that type of thing. We have the next couple planned out, but that's, you know, including our pick. But we have another listener pick coming up for you in
heck yeah,
3
get
weeks.
Yourself on the list,
yeah,
baby.
Yeah.
So this week's pick is going to be Holes! The Disney, you heard it right, it's the Disney movie with Shia LaBeouf.
2003,
baby, and it's good.
It's good, you guys. I think that this is definitely a part of my like adolescence growing up, because I would have been 6 when this came out. We both would have been 6 when this came out.
Yeah.
But I probably didn't see it until I was like 8.
I'm not gonna lie, I didn't remember it at all.
I didn't either. It's a lot darker than I remember.
It's good.
It's like dramatic.
It's more dramatic than you'd think it would be.
It is. And I think that's kind of maybe a testament to how I think that even as a kid, I think Shia LaBeouf is kind of a serious actor. You know, he's kind of serious, like just him in his mannerisms and even in his line delivery in this movie.
Yeah. This movie, honestly, very, very good.
Yeah. And it's well made and well acted. Everyone is good.
It's one of those movies. Like, movies with kid actors mm-hmm. are usually pretty bad.
Yeah.
And then when you have a cast of only kid actors, it's like you're asking for trouble.
It's true. And they're playing, like, 14-year-old boys, and so there's, like, tons of 14-year-old boy humor in it.
But it's
good.
It's good.
And I think that partly a reason behind that is because it's not just the boys' story. It's also, we have, you know, kissing Kate Barlow.
Sam. Elia Yelnats.
Yes. Elia Yelnats. And then also, of course, Stanley's parents, which are always fun. So, do we want to, like, work through it, or do we just want to talk about, like, the movie as a whole?
I guess let's...
I just want to say Stanley's outfit in, like, the first scene is my favorite. That's been ingrained in my memory since I was, like, 10. That outfit, because I had never... Yeah, really, though. That shirt really is really nice.
Really speaks to you.
Really speaks to me. So this movie starts out, it's ridiculous but fun.
It is kind of ridiculous. Basically starts out and we see Stanley Yelnats.
Yes, which is Stanley backwards.
And he
Stanley Yelnats the fourth.
So Yelnats the fourth. And he gets hit in the head by a pair of shoes.
Yes.
And he starts running with them, and the cops arrest him.
Mm-hmm.
And he gets sent to court because his family can't afford a lawyer because they're really poor. His dad is an inventor.
And he's Henry Winkler.
Yes. And he's trying to invent something that makes, like, foot smell stop.
Yeah. Yeah, like a deodorizer for feet specifically.
And, yeah. And so he ends up going to court, and he is convicted of stealing the shoes. And they were donated to an orphanage by a really famous basketball player
mm-hmm.
named Sweet Feet.
Sweet Feet.
And
who comes to the trial, and he's like a witness and everything.
Yeah, and Stanley's a really big fan of him, which is really sad.
And he's like, you're no fan of mine.
And then it zooms in on a signed poster. It's really depressing.
It's really sad.
But he gets sent to essentially he gets to decide between jail,
mm-hmm.
which I assume we mean juvie because he's 14.
Yeah.
And essentially like a reform camp.
Yeah, yeah.
It's
like
called Camp Green Lake.
A juvenile behavior camp or whatever, and, allegedly.
Yeah, so he gets sent, he chooses the camp, and he goes there for 18 months. Which, first thing I want to say, pretty harsh punishment.
Pretty harsh. For
stealing shoes, even if they are famous shoes. For stealing shoes for a kid who's never done anything in his life and he's 14 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's not. It
doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make any sense. Especially because I understand why it has to.
The premise of the movie.
Because he has to do, like, obviously a nonviolent crime of some sort. And so they had to come up. Well, I guess this is based on the book, though.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, Sigourney Weaver took this role because Holes was her daughter's favorite book.
Aww.
Isn't that sweet? Also, the guy who plays Stanley's grandfather mm-hmm. is the director's dad.
Aww.
Yeah.
Daddy-o got a part.
Yeah. He's good.
I did think it was, I don't know. That was weird. I also thought it was weird that they basically just took him out of school for a year and a half.
Yeah, yeah.
And said, fuck it.
Yeah, they just really didn't care.
Not what the criminal justice system would do, but yeah, right.
Yeah, okay, so listen, the setup's problematic. We can all say that, but you kind of have to suspend disbelief.
It's a Disney movie.
It's a Disney movie, and I think it gets away with a lot with that, but it's still, like, such, has a lot of heart. That's why I like this movie.
Then you get to the camp, and you're like, hell yeah, brother. Yeah,
the character dynamics start coming out.
So good. You learn about everyone's nicknames.
It's so fun.
So we
want to go through the names?
Yeah.
I want to go through them. So we have Armpit.
X-ray.
Twitch.
Magnet.
Zero. Oh. Barf bag.
Barf bag. He's gone, though.
He's gone. Caveman, obviously. Yeah. Stanley.
Barf bag is the person who Caveman basically takes his place.
Zigzag.
Oh, Zigzag. Yeah, yeah. And Barf bag had a yellow spotted lizard bite him. Mm-hmm. Or no, a rattlesnake. No yellow spotted lizard.
No, rattlesnake.
Made a rattlesnake bite him because he wanted to get out.
There were a ton of reptile trainers on set.
Really?
Yeah, like there's the...
I imagine there'd have to be.
And also a scorpion trainer. What they have to do is they have to, like, have, like, translucent straws and stuff to, like, prompt them or whatever mm-hmm. in, like, a gentle way where they, like, blow air into it or whatever, mm-hmm. I think. I think that's what it is. Correct me if I'm wrong. But yeah, yeah.
Are any of you reptile trainers? I doubt it.
Yeah. Anyway, and so the whole scene where, like, the scorpion walks towards Stanley, like, that's a train, like, they trained it.
How cute.
It's really cool. And those lizards, the yellow-spotted lizards, they're not technically real, but they're, like, in a couple of scenes where they're not near people, they're actual lizards.
Wow. Yeah, I thought it was really... I'm sorry, I'm yawning again because I'm tired.
She's so tired.
I thought the movie was really very excellent. Let's see, I wrote notes while I was watching it.
So Stanley, like, starts out, and he's obviously the outsider. He's the newbie. He's not doing well. They're bullying him and everything.
But it's really sweet because he sends his mom back, like, these letters that say that, like, he's having a great time at camp. Because
there's nothing she can do to get him out.
No.
And also, she's the voice of Nancy on King of the Hill, first of all. That's fun. And it's nice to hear her, like, read the letters when they correspond, mm-hmm. like, she tells him stories about his, like, great-grandfather and stuff. His great-great-grandfather.
Yeah. And so I wrote, the counselor's problematic.
Probably the counselor is problematic.
Probably because he introduces Zero. And he introduces everyone, and he's, like, by their real names, and he goes to Zero, and he's like, this is zero. You know why they call him that? Because he's got nothing going on up there. And you're like, what the hell? You're kind of nice.
Oh, want to hear some fun facts about that actor?
Yeah.
So, like, the song Holes that they start the movie with,
mm-hmm.
a version of that was done in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? And he's also in that movie. And he's from Tulsa.
Hey!
Yeah.
That soundtrack, bopping.
It's so good.
So good. That first song. Dig them holes.
It really got me in the mood for the movie.
It did.
It gets you in the mood for the movie. It's like perfect. The whole
soundtrack is good for the movie.
It is. So it's set in Texas. So it's like in a desert and there's like no water or anything. And these kids are like so dehydrated and it's so sad.
Yeah, so essentially they're sent out there to dig a 5-foot by 5-foot hole every single day. To build character is what they say.
You're a bad boy, you dig holes for 18 months and then you're a good boy is what they think. That's what John Voight said. Mr. Sir.
So they go out there and they only get to shower twice a week. They live in literal tents.
Yeah.
There is no air conditioning, like nothing. And they eat beans every day.
And they all fart all the time, which is where Caveman gets his name. Right? Yeah.
No.
How does he get the name of Nick?
He gets it from...
I watched it yesterday. Why don't I remember?
Oh, my God. Because he finds the fossil.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like one of those caveman things. So, they tell them that the place where they're digging used to be a lake. And so, it apparently did used to be because he finds a fossil of some fish.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that part of the movie. And then there's a part of the movie where it flashes back to... like much, much earlier, like mm-hmm. cowboy western time.
Yeah, it's
like
so 1800s. Fun.
And it's essentially following the story of this love story between this woman named Kate and this man named Sam. And Sam is, he's black and Kate's white. She's a school teacher and he is.
And they really kind of like.
He's an onion seller. They really build it up.
So they really build it up like that.
You really want it to get together.
Yeah, like they.
But
like,
of course.
He tells her stories and like he gives her onions and she gives him peaches that he doesn't even like.
I know, it's really sweet. And so then he ends up like doing all this work. It kind of reminds me of The Princess Bride where he always says like, as you wish. He says, I can fix that.
Yeah.
So cute. So he does a bunch of work for her and they end up like falling in love. They kiss. And this guy, he's like the mayor of the town or like the owner of the town.
Mm-hmm.
And he likes Kate Barlow, and he's into her, and so he ends up, like, wanting, when he sees that she's kissed what he says is an onion picker, but what we all know means colored person.
Yeah, and it's,
they definitely address it.
They definitely address it.
So they kill Sam, because it's illegal for him to kiss a white woman.
Yeah.
So they murder him, and it does happen.
It
and
does.
And you do see it.
You do see him get murdered.
And so she eventually, basically she freaks out and goes on a literal murdering rampage.
Yeah.
And she becomes an outlaw, and she steals from people, and if she kisses you, that means
you're dead.
So cute, right?
It's so... dramatic.
It really
and
is.
And good, but like in it's very Bonnie and Clyde,
yes.
like feeling almost.
Yes, it's really.
But more romantic.
It's really sad. Like, honestly, I cried when they killed Sam. I was like,
yeah, it's
what?
So sad. He's in Psych, that actor, that TV show Psych.
You just don't
and,
think.
Like, they reference it. They're like, well, what's that movie with Shia LaBeouf and and John Voight? And then he's like, he takes a bunch of guesses and he never gets it right.
But he knows what it was. Yeah. He was in it. Yeah, honestly. You don't think they're going to do it. And they do it.
They totally
go for
it.
You know what? That's why I think this movie is good, is because a lot of kids' movies, all the kids live in this world where nothing ever goes wrong.
Yeah.
Or the worst thing that happens is, like, your bike gets stolen. Which, I mean, yeah, for a lot of kids, that is true. That is, like, the worst thing that really happens to you when you're a kid. But I like that this is a very realistic world for someone who is disadvantaged youth. It's a really good movie for them because
it really shows like Zero and him telling his story and Stanley realizing how privileged he is.
Yeah, and even then, like, Stanley's not even
like
very privileged. They're poor.
No, not at all. And it's him like realizing like what someone else can go through almost. Yeah. And that's like a whole like coming of age thing, with which I think is why I really enjoy this movie, because it is a coming of age film.
And I also really love, Disney used to be so good about diversity. They used to be so good with actively... Did it show up? Yeah, it did.
That was lightning, you guys. lightning and thunder. I said lightning instead of thunder.
You did. I was like, lightning.
Ka-chow.
Ka-chow. But I think that a really... Disney used to be so good at diversity in casting, like real actual diversity. Mm-hmm. And now I always feel like Disney movies or like shows on Disney Channel or whatever. To be fair, they're made for not me. They're made for children.
Yeah.
But I always think it's interesting because it's like we have to have just the right amount of Black actors. We have just the right amount of Asian actors. We have just the right amount of women actors. And back in the day... Like, back when this movie is really interesting, because it has a large diversity, really diverse cast. There's X-Ray, I think, is Black, Armpit's Black, Zero's Black.
Yeah, it's very diverse.
Sam, Madame Zeroni, like, all these people of, like, color and different, like, oh, there's a Hispanic kid whose name,
I think Magnet is.
And, like, all these kids are of different color, and it's not even, like, it's not even a plot point in the movie.
It's nice to see.
It's nice to see a good representation of, like, people that look all different ways.
Yeah, in definitely. Your movie,
and it not be about the fact that they look that way.
Yeah, no,
I hate
not
that.
At all.
I hate when in movies it's like, look, we have Black actors. They're Black. Can you tell? And it's like, yeah, I can.
No, yeah, no, this is just about being inclusive.
Exactly. And one, it's like, these are good actors. They're good child actors.
They fit the roles.
And so we put them in there. And that's good. I love that. I think Disney Channel used to be so good at stuff like that, and they've gotten significantly worse, in my opinion. But,
I think what makes the movie for me is definitely Zero and Stanley's relationship.
So
and
sweet.
how their friendship grows is really kind of magical to watch.
Well, and it's so fun because also like while you're watching this movie and you start putting together all those parallels of like, oh, Stanley Yelnats is his pig stealing great great grandfather or whatever is Elia Yelnats, who wanted to marry that woman, and then
he went to Madame Zeroni,
and he and Madame Zeroni tried to help him, but he forgot to help her. And so when Stanley carries Hector Zeroni, aka Zero, up the mountain, also I want to talk about the scene where he finds Zero underneath a boat.
Yes.
So he tries to drive the car away to go get Zero, but
it's so funny.
But he crashes the car pretty much.
I love that scene.
Me too.
He's like screaming.
And all the kids are like, go, go. But, so he runs off in the desert and he finds a boat, and it was Sam's boat.
Yeah.
And the lake dried up
It said Mary Lou on it after his donkey.
Yeah. And so oh my God, when they killed his donkey.
I know. Also, a donkey named Shadow played Mary Lou.
Oh, great job, Shadow.
I know.
So... The lake dries up because it doesn't rain anymore because of the curse essentially that happened when they killed Sam. And so his boat's there and Hector is underneath the boat taking shelter essentially Hector. And Stanley finds him and he's been eating what he calls sploosh, which we can assume is peaches that have been turned into alcohol because they've been in a jar for so long.
They're just drinking fermented
peaches. They're drinking
peaches.
Fermented peach juice.
Which I mean.
But I thought that was so interesting because I watched it twice, I guess.
Yeah,
well,
I watched it.
Once and a half.
Yeah.
And so something that I thought was interesting was Sam never ate a single jar of Kate's peaches because he didn't even like peaches. And the only reason he was taking the jars was because she wanted to give him payment.
Yeah.
He needed an excuse to
see
her.
Oh.
And so he always took the peaches, even though he didn't like them and he didn't eat them. And they were literally just jars and jars. And it's like, and if he had eaten them, then Zero would have died in the desert.
Yeah.
And so sweet. And then that's when we realize that Stanley, the first.
Yeah.
Was when he... Kissing Kate Barlow robbed him.
Yes.
But never, didn't kill him. And that story, that, like, old folk legend is what let Stanley and Zero survive.
Yes, it's what saved them.
It's what saved them, and it's what stopped the family curse, because he finally carried a Zeroni up the mountain to make him big and strong.
Yeah, it's amazing.
And he sang the song.
And also, something that I thought was interesting is that, like, up until we get to the mountain scene, the God's Thumb scene, and he carries him up the mountain, he calls him Zero, but then when he gets to the top of the mountain, he starts calling him Hector.
I don't know. I wonder if it's because the curse is, like, broken and he's no longer...
Yeah.
See, I wonder if it's just, I don't know if it's just a coincidence.
I don't know. I don't know what it is, but it was weird. That kind of caught my eye. But, like, him, the scene where, like, Stanley's like, stop reading over my shoulder. And Zero's like, I can't read. And it's like...
so sad. And then, so when they're on the mountain and Zero confesses to Stanley that he's the reason Stanley's in... at this horrible camp. And
Stanley smiles.
I know. So we watched it, and I said, he said, I didn't know they were sweet feeds. And I said, it's right there. It says right there they were sweet feeds. And Jane goes, Allison, he can't read. And I was like, oh, the underprivileged. It's so sad.
I know. I'm crying.
All of this would have been so avoided if he had just had more privilege. Or, you know what I mean? It's like, yeah, honestly. Yeah. And then Stanley, he could get mad, and it's like, he knows he didn't steal his shoes and all this time. And then he doesn't get mad, and he says, well, it's destiny.
I know, it's magical, and Zero's like, what? And he just,
it is such a magical movie.
It's so magical. The whole scene where he carries him up the mountain is magical.
I know, it's true. And Madame Zeroni gets faded in.
Oh my god, it's so good.
Madame Zeroni.
The onions that Stanley and Zero ate were apples.
Yeah, I figured they didn't make them eat onions.
Yeah.
Sweetest apple, sweetest onion I ever ate. Also, I thought it was interesting that the onions were the reason that they didn't get bitten by the yellow spotted lizards.
Yes, I also thought it was interesting that onions and peaches mixed together were the thing that made shoes stop smelling bad.
Which is Sam plus Kate.
I know.
Also, Kate's death scene. Wow.
Wow, right?
Poignant.
She kills herself.
And
this is a Disney movie.
But also we get to see that she, essentially them killing Sam cursed the entire town.
Yeah.
Like, the lake dried up. Everyone lost their wealth. Everything went away for those people. And all because they were racist.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's the moral of the story. Don't be a racist. It was so good and sad and just so sad. Like, truly.
Yeah.
Truly a magical film.
It really is. Everything about it kind of just immersed you in the world.
Yeah.
And Sigourney Weaver is so wild in this movie. She plays such a good villain. And I think something I like about her in that her villain kind of just spirals.
Yeah, she gets one much worse.
You get to see like her desperation increase, and so her like morality just gets drawn down.
And even at first, you're kind of like, you don't really think she's even that bad. And they talk about her so much, but then you meet her and you're like, oh, that's not so bad. She's kind of nice.
Yeah.
And then you see her freak out. The rattlesnake venom thing where she scratches his face.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, that's fucked.
Yeah, no. And then she like, later, whenever... She just reminded me of a typical Disney villain at the end, but she didn't up until that point, which I think I really liked.
Yeah. Well, I also thought, well, something I even remarked to Jane is the line delivery in this film is so good.
It is.
Because it's not the obvious line delivery. Yeah. Like, there's so many, like, there's a part where the counselor is talking about Zero.
Oh my God.
And he says, like, nobody's going to come looking for him because nobody cares about Hector Zeroni. Nobody knows where he is. He's a ward of the state. And Stanley comes in, and he could say, I do, or I care, but instead he goes, I do. Chills. And then, I got the chills.
Shia LaBeouf is a good actor. I will say it.
He is. I mean, he went through a phase where he was not doing well. But
Fury? Really good.
And then at the very, very end, when they have the chest, and they're loading it into the back of the car, because the social worker is taking them away, or their lawyer, and she says, please, she's like, please let me see what's in the chest. She sounds so desperate. And he goes, excuse me?
Yeah.
Bitch. I honestly, I thought this movie was so, so funny.
No, too. It's so funny. And like,
also love all the boys, the way they react, the way they act around each other. And when they're talking about the holes.
Yeah.
And they're talking about, also, it's just so interesting because if Stanley had told the truth, she would have found the treasure.
Yeah.
Isn't that insane? Also, yeah. What would have happened if they found the treasure? What then? You keep digging holes for nothing?
Yeah, no, if he hadn't, yeah, if he hadn't lied about where he found it.
Yeah, if he hadn't given, let an x-ray
do that. So that just kind of makes their dynamic more interesting,
it's
I guess.
Fate, baby, that's the point. Yeah. Like, everything worked together. Absolutely everything worked together in the end, so that all worked out for the best for everyone.
Yeah. That's so interesting.
It's like everything, too. It's literally everything. Like, if he had not lied about the sunflower seeds, if he had not...
You take one domino out, and, like, and it doesn't work.
And it's really, I think it's really interesting. And, so I think it's really interesting because the boys, it's interesting how the boys kind of know what's going on before they know what's going on.
Yeah. It's almost, and the way they act around each other is so, it's almost adult.
It is.
It is almost, and I think that's because of their situation.
Yeah, it is. And they all clearly, like, I think it's Magnet when they're talking about how Zero and Caveman are probably dead. They say, maybe he'll come back. Maybe he'll come back. And he goes, yeah, maybe my dad will come home and my mom will stop drinking.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa, that's heavy for
yeah.
a Disney live-action film.
But, like, that's real, you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, I mean, and it's true. It's a lot of those boys, probably their actual situations. Well, and even what happens with Zero, where it's like he has a mom who loves him, but they're homeless. They get separated, and then next thing you know,
he's lost. She's lost.
There's no way of connecting with each other. And
yeah.
Because neither of them have cell phones. You know what I mean? It's, you don't know what the phone number is. You don't know where to call them. And then the next thing you know, the state has you in an orphanage. It's like.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
And that's a real risk of being homeless. I mean, I think less so today.
But definitely. That's realistic for 2003.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Realistic for 2003. Like getting separated from someone because you don't have an address, you don't have anywhere to go.
Yeah. And it's really so much deeper than you would think it would be.
Yeah, well, and like I said, it's because these kids, they don't live in a weird, made-up fantasy privilege world.
Yeah.
Like, it's not like, oh, Stanley Yelnats, the most privileged boy of all, has to go to a reform camp. Like, no, it's not Cadet Kelly.
Yeah. I just had a thought, though.
Mm-hmm.
So it's so interesting how it's like the entire movie, it's definitely showing like it's not a normal Disney movie in the mm-hmm. sense that these people are like middle class, upper middle class or something. These right. are like probably under the poverty line people who are, you know, in this situation that is obviously really traumatic and not
right.
very, not good for children. And then at the very end, the whole send-off is them having a water pool party, which is basically what, like, happens in all Disney movies.
Yeah.
So, like, it's like that like, comparing, that, like, yeah. mirroring of, like, what you would expect.
Yeah, well, and they, in the end, it's like they do get that nice
yeah.
life.
Yeah, but this is what comes before.
Yeah. It's so sad.
It's so sad. Ugh.
It's like happy and sad. Such a like magical movie.
It is. And you know, it has that charm about it.
Yeah.
It's very charming, and I think that listen, Shia LaBeouf has beautiful eyes. I really think he does. who do you think was a better actor? Shia LaBeouf or Zero?
I really like Zero's character more than I like Shia LaBeouf's.
Uh-huh.
Mainly because I think, for one, Zero has less to mess up. For two, I just like his arc better. Like, I think he's sadder
yeah.
than Stanley. But I think they both do a really great job, and I think it's their relationship that makes the movie.
They have great chemistry.
They really do.
They
really do.
They really, like, seem like they care about each mm-hmm. other, and every scene with them.
Where's Zero at now, you know?
Yeah. Every scene that they're in together is just kind of magical.
I know. I love it. when he's teaching him to read, I'm like, how sweet.
It's so sweet. And, like, you get to watch them become best friends.
When the fucking counselor's like, he's dumb. D-I-G, what does that spell? And he fucking hits him in the face. And Jumbo, he's like, dig, bitch. And he runs. I'm like, yes, 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 yes.
Yes, it's so good. There are so many, like, so, like, really funny scenes in this.
So, man, he fucking hits him in the face with a fucking shovel. Yes, yes. And just takes off running. Dig. Oh, my God. Also, at the end, so then they open the chest and it's full of, like, treasures, and they have AT&T bonds from the 1900s. Yes. I was like, okay. But,
it's so funny.
The mom looks at Stanley and she goes, it's, like, worth, I don't know, it's worth a lot of money.
I love this.
And then she hands it to Stanley, and he's like, she's like, what's it worth, son? And he's like, millions now, maybe more. I'm like, what the fuck do you know, Stanley?
Stanley.
You're fucking 14 years old. You were poor until today. And, like, you don't know the worth of bonds. You don't know how bonds mature.
Why does she ask him?
You don't, none of you know how bonds mature over time. You fucking live in an apartment with shoes hanging off of the ceiling.
Yeah.
Also, you know what's really sweet is Stanley probably kept those shoes that hit him in the head so he could take them to his dad. So he could work on them.
Oh, man.
Yep.
Ooh.
Isn't that rough?
That's so rough. Destiny, man.
Destiny. And then he happened to have a sweet poster.
Why would he take them? You know, I always wonder that. Why would he take them? You know?
He took them probably because his dad
does shoes.
Does shoes. And he was like, hell yeah, I got some free shoes
That's
from my
why
daddy.
He does shoes. That's the reason. Huh.
Isn't that crazy? Everything adds up.
Everything adds up. There's
no plot holes in this.
There's
movie.
No, like, it's so comprehensive.
At least that I can think of.
I can't think of any either.
Let's see.
And because we know that Sigourney Weaver is the descendant of those two hillbillies who were like, and she was like,
they killed Sam.
Yeah, and she was like, you
when
guys.
When she says her, your descendants for 100 years will never, you'll dig and you'll never find anything. And they do.
Yeah.
I wrote. What else did I write? I wrote those fucking lizards, holy shit.
I know.
This is fucking scary.
Yeah.
When he fucking gets the gun out.
Oh my God.
That's terrifying. I also said I hate the slow-mo thing they do.
Oh my God, I do too. But I mean, it's a 2003 Disney movie, so you kind of have to expect it. But no, it is the worst. That is not the fault of the writers or the actors, which are make this movie.
Yeah, what the hell, editors? What the hell, director?
Yeah, there was... You have gold.
It really is.
It's gold.
I watch it again. Honestly, like,
I want to watch it again.
I can't stress this enough. Like, I know it seems like it's fucking stupid. I like, when you told me we were going to do this, I was like, that's fucking sucks. Like, that's going to be a boring ass episode. And maybe this episode has been boring. I don't know. But the movie is not boring.
No, it's not. It's
good.
It's a
like
ride.
Captivating.
It is. And, like, you just can't look away. You can't, like, get yourself out of the story because it's so engrossing.
It really is. And every, it's, like, so interesting to watch it unfold and watch all the pieces. So, like, look, if you are disagreeing with me right now, you need to go back.
Yeah.
You need to go back.
And
you
it's, need to watch it's it. Like a puzzle. That's
it's
what-
on Hulu.
It is. It's a puzzle, you know. You put all the pieces together.
It is, and it comes so, and also,
which makes it rewarding.
The scenes with Kate and Sam add so much.
Yes.
They are just so, like, I mean, the whole, everything with Shia LaBeouf and Zero, specifically, especially towards the end when they start becoming friends is very, very good. Mm-hmm. But the scenes between them are so poignant, all of them.
Yes.
It's just so beautiful. It's like this beautiful little love story, and the way it ends is you just don't...
It's so tragic.
You don't expect Disney to do that. When she comes and she's there and she sees Sam because she's about to die, I was like, wow, Les Mis.
Yeah.
And he's... I can't remember what she says. She's like, I'm so thirsty or something like that, and he goes, I can fix that. Or he says, I'm so tired or something like that. Something just... It's so fucking cheesy, but it's so cute.
It's magical.
It is. That's the best word to describe this movie.
It is.
Magical. The ending is a little dead.
I can see why they did it.
Well, I mean, also, it's like, let's wrap it up.
Oh, yeah.
And what are you going to do? Open the chest and there's nothing in there?
True.
No. You got to give them something. You just made them spin.
It's still a Disney movie at the end of the day.
Exactly. And
but it's so much more than that at the same time.
It's but the majority of the, I mean the ending's only like 10 minutes maybe if that.
Yeah, no, they didn't really dwell on it. They kind of just wrapped it up really fast, which I think that was good.
Yeah, I think so too, especially because it doesn't fit the tone of the movie at all.
Yeah, no, they just like here's the story, wrap it up.
Yeah, well, and it doesn't fit the tone of the movie, but in a way it does because the beginning has that same tone.
Yeah.
The beginning has that very lighthearted, this is a normal Disney movie tone. It's, and when he gets to the camp, it's like...
It's so atmospheric is what the camp is, the I think. I think that the set is almost like its own character.
It is. It really is. It's, like the, it like makes you feel...
Yeah. Hot.
Well, and Liam was kind of watching this with us and he said something about their hair, about how he's like, their hair is so gross. It's so sandy. And I was like, they dig all day and they only get to shower twice a week.
Yeah.
Which is just so... fucked, by the way. Yeah. That's literally child abuse. No, yeah, like
it's all child abuse.
It's literally these poor kids who are...
Needing to go to, like, rehabilitation and, like... Centers.
Well, and most of them, when they describe what they did, they really didn't even do that bad. It's stealing, mostly.
Yeah, and most at the end, Stanley's like, well, they went to real counselors, and they went to real things, and then they got better and left, and I was like, yeah.
Yeah, well, and most of these kids, it's just that they're poor, and they want things, like, you know, they always think it's so sad when kids get sent to, like, juvie for stealing and stuff. It's like, I understand there are kids who are violent, and they do need to be not with, normal kids, but the kids that, like, steal, a lot of times, it's because they're poor, and they just want what other people have, and they want to fit in, and they know they can't get it unless they take it. So it's always, I always feel so sad when kids, like, steal, because, like, yeah, it's petty to steal some shoes from a Payless, because you don't need that. You're not dying if you don't have some shoes from Payless. But also, when you're, like, 14, you just want to fit in.
Yeah.
With the kids around you. And you don't want to be the kid that doesn't have
You don't
want to shoes.
Be the poor kid.
You don't want to be the poor kid. And so you do what needs to be done. And it's sad. And people should be nicer to kids who steal.
I agree.
Who shoplift. I mean, I agree. If you're, you know, you're 22 years old and you're shoplifting from a JCPenney Sephora for fun.
These kids are 14.
These kids are 14. They're and clearly they're, underprivileged.
Yeah.
And also those people that are 20 who are shoplifting from like Sephora... They're doing it for the thrill of it.
Yeah.
Not for, because they actually have a desire to want it. It's not about the thing. It's about
the thrill of
the thrill about doing it.
Yeah. Yeah. I think.
So sad.
All right. Do you have some reviews for me?
I do. They're pretty funny, I think.
Nice.
So this is a cult, or this is 3 out of 10. It's called Child Slavery is Disney Family Entertainment. If anyone can figure out the meaning of this film, please don't bother telling me. How the heck this became a Disney family film, I have no idea. Nor do I have any idea what the actual purpose of this film was. Thankfully, I don't.
What?
Don't know. That's what it says. I even watched it a second time to make sure I didn't miss any symbolism or meaningful message. No whole is completely devoid of any entertainment or meaning. The plot. Shia LaBeouf stars. Oh, who are they kidding? Nothing really stars Shia LaBeouf.
Aww.
I know, I was like, oh, fucking harsh.
That's a burn. Even Stevens, bitch.
Yeah, what the hell? Fury, seen it? As his usual annoyingly nervous and clumsy self, who is wrongfully convicted of stealing a pair of tennis shoes and given a cruel and unusual punishment of joining a chain gang to dig holes in the desert.
Woof.
She's an... Podrick is trying to get into the cabinet, and he's succeeding.
Podrick. Yeah, your head's too big.
He almost made it in there. A chain gang in the desert, yep. Where is that? Singapore? No, it's in Texas.
It's in Texas.
Yes, that's
Do your research.
Yes, that's the premise of this lighthearted Disney romp. Juvenile offenders being sadistically punished with inhumane desert conditions and being forced to dig holes in the middle of the desert. But the holes lead to something interesting, right? Wrong. They're just holes. The meat of this film is sadist Sigourney Weaver and John Voight tormenting their juvenile prisoners. This isn't even done in a fun or funny way, like Cool Hand Luke. If they tortured him a little bit funnier, I might have enjoyed it. they did it in a too serious way. Me having to actually deal with the fact that juvenile delinquents aren't treated like the rest of society. No, thank you.
No, thank you.
This isn't even done in a fun or a funny way, like Cool Hand Luke, where the prisoners found inventive ways to have fun. These poor kids are just tormented for fun. Sigourney Weaver even uses snake venom as nail polish, so her mere slap sends people into death spasms. That's Disney. Now, that's not fair, because she does say that the rattlesnake venom is completely harmless when it's dry, which it usually is when she's around the kids.
But it was wet whenever she was painting it, and so she scratched John Voight.
Yes.
Mr. Sir.
Because he brought her some dumbass shit.
Yeah, she brought her a non-issue.
The realistic pain of the victims isn't funny in ways that at least the ultraviolet prison...
It's not supposed to be funny.
I know. I was like, it's not supposed to... You're not supposed to laugh at their fucking pain, lady or man. The realistic pain of the victims isn't even funny in ways that at least the ultraviolet prison films, SS Hellcamp and Ricky O...
Who is this
were
person?
Funny. I don't know. This person's fucked up.
I agree.
Who the hell? You're like, I wasn't able to laugh at these kids suffering. It's a dramatic movie.
It is a dramatic movie.
I'm sorry, but have you seen Disney's Watcher in the Woods?
No, I haven't.
Okay, mm-hmm. It's a Disney horror film.
Ooh.
It's from like the 90s. It's pretty scary. I mean, it's like a kids movie.
Yeah, let's watch it
and
sometime.
I think it's PG-13, though.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I think this is PG-13.
Honestly, I think it is too.
It should be.
I'm pretty sure he says damn in this movie. In fact.
Yeah, I think so. No, it's PG.
Really? He says the word damn. My subtitle said it.
Yeah.
I'm shocked. I'm shocked that this aired.
It's so good.
So good. The film's runtime is dragged out to 2.5 hours. It's 2 hours. Don't play games. It's 2 hours.
Yeah.
Via flashbacks to Shia LaBeouf's pig-thieving great-great-grandfather who cursed the family, and scenes of Patricia Arquette catching jungle fever in the Wild West. Is jungle fever in reference to her love for Sam?
Yes. Ooh, I don't like that.
Okay. Oh, this person did not understand the movie because of this next sentence. I officially don't think this person watched the movie.
I'm about to cry. I'm so upset. I'm so upset about that.
That's a horrible thing to say. Okay.
Moving on. That is a horrible thing to say.
Whoa. WTF. These scenes have what the frick. But she didn't say that. I can curse. I'm going to mark explicit. What the fuck these scenes have to do with hole digging chain gang is beyond me. Well, if you had watched the movie, you would realize that it's about destiny and that all of those scenes let you know the background that ultimately solves Stanley Yelnat's family curse.
Yeah.
Anyway, the ending is truly tacked on as Roma Mafia pulls up in a black... What the hell? Is that her name?
I don't know. I think this person's just really racist.
The ending is truly tacked on as Roma Mafia pulls up in a black Jaguar as LaBeouf's attorney and manages to single-handedly free the entire camp and arrest all the guards as LaBeouf digs up a chest with AT&T shares worth millions. Talk about a tacked-on ending to wrap things up in under 5 minutes. That's kind of true. But I enjoyed it. It's a Disney movie. It's okay. Holes really isn't that bad.
You kind of made it sound like it was that bad.
The acting is solid and the production quality is above average. I just didn't see the point of the whole film. I'm sorry that you can't go on a magical journey through the Texas desert up to God's Thumb and back down.
Yeah.
To find Kissing Kate Barlow's buried treasure that actually belonged to Stanley Yelnats the First.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sorry that you're too dense.
Sorry you didn't go on that ride, because I went on that ride.
And it was a good one.
It was a good ride. Also, I'm really upset about...
That thing that she said?
That thing that she said. I'm still really upset about it.
I know, I didn't read that review all the way before. I read them like halfway and I go, this is gonna be good. And then I save it so that I can react.
Pretty upset about it.
Yeah, that was pretty... I was like, what? I was like, what does that mean? And then I was like, oh. She's referring to
Yeah.
Sam. Wow. So one racist hated the movie.
Yeah. At least we all know that.
At least we all know she... Whoa. Sorry about that, guys. Our computer just...
Yeah, it went berserker mode.
It really, really did. And we thought we lost it all. But we're back.
We are back. We have everything. We're good to go.
It was probably God telling us it was time to wrap it up.
Probably. You know, God's not dead, I heard.
All right. So, yeah, overall, I think we both loved this movie.
Yes, we loved it. It's magical. 9 out of 10. I thought the acting was great on everyone's part. And I thought that the writing was just excellent.
Yeah, let's see again. We do have social media, so we have Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Mm-hmm. I'll post our handles in the show notes. But also we have a Gmail account, theflickchickspodcast@gmail.com.
Yes.
Please email us with any thoughts you have, any, listener suggestions. And then also, we received an email from a fan named Joshua.
Yes.
And, he told us some really, really cool things about God's Not Dead that we didn't know.
Yeah, so, really interesting. We love that stuff.
Yeah, so thanks for sending us our first, like, email.
Yes.
About that. And then...
be sure to keep up with social media. We'll ask you guys for your suggestions. And now that we are doing a listener pick episode, we just pick kind of at random.
Mm-hmm.
So yours might get picked.
Right. So... yeah, we really love interacting with you guys. So please follow us on social media, leave us a review on iTunes, yes. All that stuff.
Yes, yes, yes. Hope you liked Holes.
Yep.
I know I did.
I did.
Yes. Bye.
Bye.